You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
And where did it go wrong today?
Look, I think first half was even enough. I thought we had enough of the play, we had enough of the chances. We conceded a bad goal, but yeah, there was nothing there that I thought we couldn't overcome. But second half, after we conceded the second one, just didn't really reach the levels of intensity and sort of tempo we've had all year. Then it was very, very hard for us to get any sort of control or traction in the game. It seemed like we were chasing the whole time, and yeah, disappointing night for us.
Why didn't everyone have to harness the momentum of last week?
I don't think that. Again, I don't buy into that sort of stuff. You know, every game is a different challenge. You know, it's not like you start this game a goal up just because you won last week. I think if you fall into that trap of thinking that what you did last week is going to help you this week, it just doesn't work that way. I just thought, and to be fair to the players, it's the first time this year where I felt, especially in the second half, we're in the position we are because every week we've been really, really competitive in every aspect of the game, and even in our losses, I've always felt like, we hit certain markers in terms of, like I said, our endeavour and competitiveness, and I thought it was missing today in the second half, and that was disappointing.
And just the first game in the Premier League that your team hasn't scored, what do you think that was?
Look, we had enough chances to score, so I don't think that's the issue, but I don't think that's the issue for us. It wasn't about scoring, we could have scored today. It's really meaningless. It's more about, like I said, the other things that are really important, that have been important for us all year, because irrespective of our performance fluctuation, our competitive levels and, our ability to, stay in games and be really strong in our conviction has been there all the time. And this was the first game probably, like I said, in the second half where I just felt it wasn't there today. And, that was a disappointing thing for us in that. If we don't hit those levels, it's then very hard for us to do all the other things we've been good at. I don't think it's a game to talk about sort of individuals, because I think, whether it's Raddy's first game or Sonny's 500, it doesn't really matter. What matters is, like I said, that as a group, we just didn't reach the levels that we need to compete. So, for us, there's obviously a lesson in that. It's part of our growth. You've got to feel all these things I keep saying are kind of, they're not firsts, but things you have to go through if you want to get growth, and it's how you react to them, and that's our challenge now.
Do you have a sense of why, I know it's so soon after the game, but why maybe there wasn't the intensity there that you said has normally been this season?
It's not something that's been there before, so you kind of need to just sit back and analyse it. I'm sure we'll get plenty of evidence as to why, and plenty of things to kind of look at. But, you know, ultimately, like I said, whatever recourse we have now is too late for today's game.
And what's the message to the players after a game like that?
No different to any other game. It's about, you know, like I said, for us, it's about continual growth, continual development, and you know, that's never just a straight line. You're going to cop hits along the way, and we've copped one today, and we just got to make sure that we bounce back stronger than ever.
Is it worrying?
What's that?
Is it worrying today that you didn't hit those levels you have been, and you've dropped off?
Well, no, it's not worrying, it's disappointing. As I said, it'd be worrying if it was the fifth game in a row we did that. So it's disappointing, and we need to analyse it. So that's where, you know, that's where we're at. All these things you've got to try and treat in isolation to make sure that you don't fall into the trap of, you know, one way or another, whether that's positive or negative, going down rabbit holes that don't exist.
Do you think this is a good time to have the break now? Given this result, would you rather play straight away, or would you be glad to have two? Or are you going to time off?
No. I mean, I don't know how to answer that question. It's international break. We need to know that whether you win or lose, it's an international break. There's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of, you take it. The players will go away now, focus on the national teams. We'll get them back sort of, you know, a few days before the next game. And when we get them back, we'll kind of, you know, put to bed this analysis and then look forward from there.
In the respect of what the old Spurs might have been accused of, i.e. something in their grasp a bit, fourth place, the opportunity to go fourth, haven't taken it. Is that an unfair accusation to level at your team?
No, you can level any accusation you want. I mean, I get it, and I'm happy for people to run that sort of commentary, because it just doesn't, it's meaningless to me. I don't see fourth as a prize. This club's finished fourth before, it's finished second before. So you can throw all sorts of things at it. It's reached the Champions League final. You can throw all sorts of things at it, but this club has achieved things. So fourth is not my end goal. I don't want to finish fourth if we haven't grown as a team and developed as a team. And no one believes me, that's fine, because I think they, you know, part of the narrative is to try and push you into these kind of positions where you think that fourth is some kind of achievement that you gives you something for next year. It doesn't give you anything unless fourth would be great. If I feel like we're growing as a team and we've created something that's going to bring us success next year. But fourth is not our goal. It hasn't been. It's not my goal. It certainly isn't my goal. But, you know, I get it from the outside, and particularly in the Premier League, that it seems like, you know, people push you into that position where you need to succeed or fail just on an outcome. And I just don't think that's how you get success. Success is built on, I think, more tangible stuff. If we finish fifth, and I think we've got a team to challenge next year, I won't be disappointed.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.